Oh, say, can you say? Oh, say, can you say? Said a book-reading parrot named Hooey. The words in this book are all phooey. When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis. Fresh, fresher, freshest. Do you like fresh fish? It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also has some fresher fish that's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish. And Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish, French fried. So, don't order the fresh or the fresher fish. At Finney's, if you're wise, you'll say, fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries. Din's shin. We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin, and the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pinner Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin, and with a thin Blin shin bone pin, Blin pins Din's shin bones right back in. Bedspreader, bread spreader. Bedspreaders spread spreads on beds. Bread spreaders spread butters on breads. And that bed spreader better watch out how he's spreading, or that bread spreader's sure gonna butter his bedding. Ape cakes, grape cakes. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, the greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are to gobble green grape cakes. They're great. Are you having trouble in saying this stuff? It's really quite easy for me. I just look in my mirror and see what I say, and then I just say what I see. Now let's talk about money. You should leave your groks home when you travel by air. If you take them along, they charge double the fare, and your groks must be packed and locked up in a groks box, which costs much, much more than a little old fox box. So it's heaps a lot cheaper to fly with your foxes than waste all that money on boxes for grokses. And what do you think costs more, a simple thimble or a single shingle? A simple thimble could cost less than a single shingle would, I guess. So I think that the single shingle should cost more than the simple thimble would. Eat at Skipper Zips. If you like to eat potato chips and chew pork chops on clipper ships, I suggest that you chew a few chips and a chop at Skipper Zips Clipper Ship Chip Chop Shop. And if your tongue is getting queasy, don't give up. The next one's easy. The Fudnuddlers. There are so many things that you really should know, and that's why I'm bothering telling you so. You should know the first names of the Fudnuddler brothers, who like to pile each on the heads of the others. If you start at the top, there are Bipper and Bud, and Skipper and Jipper, and Jeffrey and Judd, Horatio, Horace, and Hendrix and Hud. And then come Dinwoody and Dinty and Dud. Also Fitzsimmon and Frederick and Fudd, and Slinky and Stinky, and Stuart and Stud. And down at the bottom is poor little Lud, but if Lud ever sneezes, his name will be Mud. We have two ducks, one blue, one black. And when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quack's blue quacks make her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker backer. And, speaking of quacks, reminds me of cracks, and stacks, and sacks, and shacks, and schnacks. So, oh say, can you say, I have cracks in my shack, I have smoke in my stack, and I think there's a schnack in the sack on my back. West Beast, East Beast. Upon an island hard to reach, the East Beast sits upon his beach. Upon the West Beach sits the West Beast. Each beach beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the east was best and the west was worst. Then I looked again, from the west to the east, and I liked the beast on the east beach least. Pete pats pigs. Pete Briggs pats pigs. Briggs pats pink pigs. Briggs pats big pigs. Don't ask me why, it doesn't matter. Pete Briggs is a pink pig, big pig patter. Pete Briggs pats his big pink pigs all day. Don't ask me why, I cannot say. Then Pete puts his padded pigs away in his Pete Briggs Pink Pigs Big Pigs pig pen. Fritz food, Fred food. Fritz needs Fred, and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz feeds Fred, and Fred feeds Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with ritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with ritzy Fritz food. And Fritz, when fed, has often said, I'm a Fred-fed Fritz. Fred's a Fritz-fed Fred. How to tell a klotz from a glotz. Well, the glotz, you will notice, has lots of black spots. The klotz is quite different, with lots of black dots. But the big problem is that the spots on a glotz are about the same size as the dots on a klotz. So you first have to spot who the one with the dots is. Then it's easy to tell who the klotz or the glotz is. What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap? Or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap? Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapped jack cap? Or, if you think you don't like cops' caps, flapjack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes kooky captain's caps, perhaps. More about Blinn. Well, when Blinn comes home tired from his work pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blinn's day begins. Mr. Blinn is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under twin chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blinn violins. And, oh, say, can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, true-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-string tin Schwinn mandolin. Rope soap, hoop soap. If you hope to wash soup off a rope, simply scrub it with scrope. Scrope is so strong that no rope is too long. But if you should wish to wash soup off a hoop, I suggest that it's best to let your whole silly souped-up hoop soak in Soapy Cooper's Super Soup Off Hoops Soak Suds. Merry Christmas, Mush. 1 year we had a Christmas brunch with Merry Christmas Mush to munch. But I don't think you'd care for such. We didn't like to munch mush much. And speaking of Christmas, here are some great gifts to give to your daddy. If your daddy's name is Jim, and if Jim swims, and if Jim's slim, the perfect Christmas gift for him is a set of Slim Jim swim fins. But if your daddy's name is Dwight, and he likes to look at birds at night, the gift for Dwight that might be right is a bright Dwight bird flight night sight light. But never give your daddy a walrus. A walrus with whiskers is not a good pet. And a walrus which whispers is worse even yet. When a walrus lisps whispers through tough, rough, wet whiskers, your poor daddy's ear will get blispers and bliskers. And that's almost enough of such stuff for one day. One more and you're finished. Oh, say, can you say? The storm starts when the drops start dropping. When the drops stop dropping, then the storm starts stopping.
Fox in Socks. Fox. Socks. Box. Knox. Knox in box. Fox in socks. Knox on fox in socks in box. Socks on Knox and Knox in box. Fox in socks on box on Knox. Chicks with bricks come. Chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come. Look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then, I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks on bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks on knocks on box. Now we come to ticks and talks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on Fox tick. Clocks on Knox talk. Six sick bricks tick. Six sick chicks talk. Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and talks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir. I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks. Two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Sue sews Sue's socks. Who sees who sew whose new socks, sir? You see Sue sew Sue's new socks, sir. That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir. Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Sue sews Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Sue sews socks of fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews Knox in box now. Sue sews rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes, rose grows. Nose hose goes some, crow's rose grows some. Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir. Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now. New goo, blue goo. Gooey, gooey. Blue goo, new goo. Gluey, gluey. Gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir. Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it, I won't chew it. Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim's bends. Ben's bends. Ben's bent broom breaks. Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's band. Bim's band. Big bands. Pig bands. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms. Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir. Well, then, bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck takes licks in lakes duck likes. I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber. Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze. Stop it! Stop it! That's enough, sir! I can't say such silly stuff, sir! Very well then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle beetles. What do you know about Tweedle beetles? Well, when Tweedle beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle beetle puddle paddle battle. And When beetles battle beetles in a puddle-paddle battle and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a tweedle-beetle bottle-puddle-paddle-battle-muddle. And when beetles fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles and the bottle's on a poodle and the poodle's eating noodles, they call this a muddle-puddle-tweedle-poodle-beetle-noodle-bottle-paddle-battle. And no, wait a minute, Mr. Socks Fox. When a fox is in the bottle where the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle-eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle Beetle Noodle Poodle Bottled Paddled Muddled Duddled Fuddled Waddled Fox in Socks, sir. Fox in Socks, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.
I can read with my eyes shut. I can read in red. I can read in blue. I can read in pickle color, too. I can read in bed, and in purple, and in brown. I can read in a circle and upside down. I can read with my left eye. I can read with my right. I can read Mississippi with my eyes shut tight. Mississippi, Indianapolis, and hallelujah, too. I can read them with my eyes shut. That is very hard to do. But it's bad for my hat, and makes my eyebrows get red hot. So reading with my eyes shut, I don't do an awful lot. And when I keep them open, I can read with much more speed. You have to be a speedy reader, 'cause there's so much to read. You can read about trees, and bees, and knees, and knees on trees, and bees on threes. You can read about anchors, and all about ants. You can read about ankles, and crocodile pants. You can read about hoses, and how to smell roses, and what you should do about owls on noses. Young cat, if you keep your eyes open enough, oh, the stuff you will learn, the most wonderful stuff. You'll learn about fish bones and wishbones. You'll learn about trombones, too. You'll learn about Jake, the pillow snake, and all about Foo-Foo, the snoo. You can learn about ice. You can learn about mice. Mice on ice and ice on mice. You can learn about the price of ice. Nice ice for sale, 10 cents a pail. You can learn about sad and glad and mad. There are so many things you can learn about, but you'll miss the best things if you keep your eyes shut. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. You might learn a way to earn a few dollars, or how to make donuts, or kangaroo collars. You can learn to read music and play a hutzut if you keep your eyes open, but not with them shut. If you read with your eyes shut, you're likely to find that the place where you're going is far, far behind. So that's why I tell you to keep your eyes wide. Keep them wide open, at least on one side.
Hop on Pop. Up, pop. Pop is up. Cup, pop. Pop in cup. Pop, cup. Cup on pop. Mouse, house. Mouse on house. House, mouse. House on mouse. All, tall. We all are tall. All, small. We all are small. All, ball. We all play ball. Ball, wall. Up on a wall. All, fall. Fall off the wall. Day, play. We play all day. Night, fight.
We fight all night.
He, me. He is after me.
Him, Jim. Jim is after him.
See B.
We see a bee.
See B three. Now we see three.
Three, tree. Three fish in a tree.
Fish in a tree? How can that be?
Red, red. They call me red. Red, bed. I am in bed. Red, Ned, Ted, and Ed, in bed. Pat, Pat, they call him Pat. Pat, sat. Pat sat on hat. Pat, cat. Pat sat on cat. Pat, bat. Pat sat on bat. No, Pat, no. Don't sit on that. Sad, dad, bad, had. Dad is sad, very, very sad. He had a bad day. What a day Dad had. Thing, thing. What is that thing? Thing, sing. That thing can sing. Song, long. A long, long song. Goodbye, thing. You sing too long. Walk, walk. We like to walk. Walk, talk. We like to talk. Hop, pop. We like to hop. We like to hop on top of pop. Stop. You must not hop on pop. Mr. Brown, Mrs. Brown. Mr. Brown, upside down. Pup, up. Brown, down. Pup is down. Where is Brown? Where is Brown? There is Brown. Mr. Brown is out of town. Back, black. Brown came back. Brown came back with Mr. Black. Snack, snack, eat a snack. Eat a snack with Brown and Black. Jump, bump. He jumped, he bumped. Fast, past. He went past fast. Went, tent, sent. He went into the tent. I sent him out of the tent. Wet, get. Two dogs get wet. Help! Yelp! They yelp for help. Hill, will. Will went uphill. Will, hill, still. Will is uphill still. Father, mother. Sister, brother. That one is my other brother. My brothers read a little bit. Little words like if and it. My father can read big words, too, like Constantinople and Timbuktu. Say, say. What does this say? See, he, me, we. Pat, pop, pop. He, three, tree, be. Top, hop, stop. Ask me tomorrow, but not today.
Dr. Seuss's ABC. Big A. Little A. What begins with A? Aunt Annie's alligator. A. A. A.
Big B.
Little B. What begins with B? Barber. Baby. Bubbles. And a bumblebee.
Big C.
Little C. What begins with C? Camel on the ceiling. C.
C.
C. Big D. Little D. David Donald Do dreamed a dozen donuts and a duck dog, too. A, B, C, D, E, E, E. Ear, egg, elephant. E, E, E. Big F, little F, 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 F. Four fluffy feathers on a fiffer, feffer, feff. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Goat, girl, goo goo goggles. G, G, G. Big H, little H, hungry horse. Hey, hen in a hat. Hooray! Hooray! Big I, little I, I, I. Ichabod is itchy. So am I. Big J, little J. What begins with J? Jerry Jordan's jelly jar and jam begin that way. Big K, little K. Kitten, kangaroo. Kick a kettle, kite, and a king's ka-choo! Big L, little L, little Lola Lop. Left leg, lazy lion licks a lollipop. Big M, little M, many mumbling mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. Mighty nice. Big N, little N, what begins with those? 9 new neckties and a nightshirt and a nose. O is very useful. You use it when you say, Oscar's only ostrich oiled an orange owl today. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Painting pink pajamas, policeman in a pail, Peter Pepper's puppy, and now Papa's in the pail. Big Q, little Q, what begins with Q? The quick Queen of Quincy and her quacking quackaroo. Big R, little R, Rosie Robin Ross. Rosie's going riding on her red rhinoceros. Big S, little S, silly Sammy Slick, sipped 6 sodas and got sick, sick, sick. T, 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 T. What begins with T? 10 tired turtles on a tuttle-tuttle tree. Big U, little U. What begins with U? Uncle Ub's umbrella and his underwear, too. Big V, little V. Vera Violet Vin is very, very, very awful on her violin. W.W.W. Willie Waterloo washes Warren Wiggins, who is washing Waldo Woo. X is very useful if your name is Nixie Knox. It also comes in handy spelling axe and extra fox. Big Y, little Y, a yawning yellow yak. Young Yolanda Jorgensen is yelling on his back. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Big Z, little Z. What begins with Z? I do. I am a zizzer, zazzer, zuzz, as you can plainly see.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged collection of Green Eggs and Ham and other servings of Dr. Seuss by Dr. Seuss. This program was produced and directed by John McElroy. Executive producer Dan Zitt. Music by Mark Levinson. Green Eggs and Ham, Trademark and copyright 1960 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Trademark and copyright 1960 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, the Thinks You Can Think. Trademark and copyright 1975 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm Not Going to Get Up Today. Trademark and copyright 1987 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, Say Can You Say. Trademark and copyright 1979 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Fox in Socks. Trademark and copyright 1965 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. I Can Read With My Eyes Shut. Trademark and copyright 1978 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Hop on Pop. Trademark and copyright 1963 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Dr. Seuss's ABCs. Trademark and copyright 1963 by Dr. Seuss Enterprises, L.P. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. Please listen for an excerpt of Imagination Studios' other collection, The Cat in the Hat and Other Dr. Seuss Favorites, available now.
The Cat in the Hat. The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So he sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two, and I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out, and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked. Then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked and we saw him. The Cat in the Hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat. A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, no, no, make that cat go away. Tell that Cat in the Hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out. Now, now, have no fear, have no fear, said the cat. My tricks are not bad, said the Cat in the Hat. Why, we can have lots of good fun, if you wish, with a game that I call Up, Up, Up with a Fish. Put me down, said the fish. This is no fun at all. Put me down, said the fish. I do not wish to fall. Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball, with a book on one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do, said the cat.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.